This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So from January 6, 2021 till today, you will hear people say, including the President of the United States, that the mob murdered police officers. That is a lie. But the death of Officer Brian Sicknick is the pretext they use to tell that lie. So what happened to Officer Brian Sicknick? Well, we found footage of him within the Capitol that proves they are lying. Of January 6th, literally hours, you began to hear that day described as a deadly insurrection, and not described by one news outlet or one politician, but in unison by all of them, almost like it was coordinated, a deadly insurrection. That's how history may record January 6th. But the tape that we reviewed from within the building on that day proves it was neither an insurrection nor deadly. Here it is.
January 6th, when an estimated 2,000 rioters breached the Capitol building, causing the deaths of five police officers.
Certain dates echo throughout history. December 7th, 1941. September 11th, 2001. And January 6th.
The mob beat officers with anything they had on them. Hockey stick, a flagpole, a fire extinguisher. Police officers died.
Donald Trump supporters, who, of course, rioted and killed police officers.
By the evening of January 6th, the Democratic Party and its publicists in the national news media had settled on a description of what had happened that day. They distilled an enormous number of highly complex events, events that even now we don't fully understand, into a single emotionally laden political slogan, which they've repeated for years with remarkable discipline. January 6th, they said, was a deadly insurrection.
There was a deadly insurrection that the right wing is trying to cover up.
He incited a deadly insurrection.
Incited a deadly insurrection.
The violent, deadly insurrection on the Capitol 9 months ago, it was about white supremacy in my view.
A deadly insurrection. Everything about that phrase is a lie. Very little about January 6th was organized or violent. Surveillance video from inside the Capitol shows mostly peaceful chaos. New York Times, which is effectively the assignment editor for most of the rest of American media. It was a lie, untrue in any way. But only after that lie had hardened into conventional wisdom did the newspaper bother to retract it.
The New York Times has quietly retracted its story about the death of Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick.
The damage had been done. Brian Sicknick, himself a Trump voter, had been transformed without his consent into a political martyr of the left. His memory was shamelessly exploited by the incoming Biden administration. In February of 2021, Sicknick's body lay in state in the Capitol Rotunda, where a parade of unscrupulous politicians made use of it. Here's Joe Biden.
Breaking down the doors, trying to overturn an outcome of election, and killing several police officers in the meantime.
But Brian Sicknick should not be reduced to a prop for the political ambitions of the Democratic Party. He was a human being. The facts of his life matter, including how he died. To this day, media accounts describe Sicknick as someone who was, quote, slain on January 6th. The video we reviewed proves that is a lie. Here is surveillance footage of Sicknick walking in the Capitol after he was supposedly murdered by the mob outside. By all appearances, Sicknick is healthy and vigorous. He's wearing a helmet, so it's hard to imagine he was killed by a head injury. Whatever happened to Brian Sicknick was very obviously not the result of violence he suffered at the entrance to the Capitol. This tape overturns the single most powerful and politically useful lie the Democrats have told us about January 6th. And it was indeed a lie. The January 6th committee knew perfectly well that Brian Sicknick was walking normally through the Capitol after he was supposedly murdered by Trump supporters.
All right.
And they know that because they saw this tape.
We're going to go to break, shift gears into a bunch of other huge news in 60 seconds. When we come back, and then the great Steve Quayle joins us to cover the incredible developments around the world and here in the United States of America. the new coordinates to Bandai Video to share the link and get past the censors. It's MadMaxWorld.tv. MadMaxWorld.tv. I've got some good news. Our high-quality supplements really work, and we have about an 80% reorder rate with customers. That's the good news. They're amazing. The bad news is around 1% or a little less of our actual viewers and listeners ever go to InfoWarsStore.com and ever actually buy the products. So you're missing out on these products, plus it funds the InfoWar. Think of what we've done with just 1% of our massive audience actually buying products. Think what would happen if those of you on the fence actually went to InfoWarsStore.com and got some of these amazing products. I would recommend turmeric 95 for your joints, your bones, inflammation, to get one of the biggest effects so you reorder and see how great it is. Also, we've got the super high-quality full-spectrum CBD oil that's so good for your neurological systems, your brain, your joints, your bones as well. Or Real Red Pill Plus. Just go try the product, fund the InfoWar, and help us defeat the new order together. InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, first hour of this Tuesday, March 7th, 2023 transmission, we looked at Tucker Carlson's groundbreaking Part 1 investigation of the Capitol, where he established five major lies that the feds premeditatedly told run of the Democratic Party deep state. Tonight, in his words, to me, he is going to bring the goods. And I'm going to leave it at that for you tonight. We're going to come into the refeed at 6:50 Central Standard Time. About 50 minutes after the War Room with Owen Schroyer ends, I'll do a 10-minute intro. We will watch Tucker Carlson's show in live time. I'll add commentary and analysis during the breaks. Then I'll do about 20, 30 minutes after. That's at 8 p.m. Central. The show's over. Because this affects the American people. This affects raw footage we have a right to see, we have a right to comment on, and it affects the January 6th political prisoners, as well as myself, Owen Schroyer, and Sam Montoya, and other crew members who have been subpoenaed and interrogated and deposed, and who the system is trying to put in prison, including myself. And so it is a blessing that Tucker Carlson is going through this footage. I would ask that Kevin McCarthy just release all of it so the public can human source it, like WikiLeaks does, but this is definitely a good start, and I trust Tucker Carlson. So I'm told it's going to be bringing the goods tonight, and the next few nights it's just going to get more and more intense, and this is historic because, again, they've been scapegoating and framing the American people as terrorists. Meanwhile, U.S. Capitol Police Chief rips Tucker Carlson over offensive use of January 6th footage. He was very polite to the police. He was very nice to the police. He showed them bringing in the demonstrators and bringing in the Q Shaman into the Capitol area, and they showed the reality of what we were told is a lie on five fronts. So, of course, the political leadership of the Capitol Police is doing this. It is disgusting. But not the average police officers who were put in the middle of this setup as well. Now, let's look at the real terrorism going on. We've seen hundreds and hundreds of shootings by Antifa, dozens of deaths the last few years, billions of dollars of damage. When she was a candidate for the president and then vice presidential candidate, Kamala Harris and others raising tens of millions of dollars for rioters and BLM and Antifa that attacked federal courthouses and shot police officers and shot and killed people in their cars and shot people in the back. I mean, you saw it all happen. And the Southern Poverty Law Center, that famously ran the white supremacist compound in Elohim City, Oklahoma, and areas in Arkansas, came out in the federal documents. They're a very serious organization connected to German intelligence, billions of dollars in offshore money, and their specialty is creating race war in America. Well, SPLC staff attorney arrested for domestic terror attack. That's the quote by the police on training facility in Atlanta. Thomas Webb Jurgens, a 28-year-old lawyer from the Southern Poverty Law Center, is one of nearly two dozen suspected anti-Israel extremists arrested Sunday on domestic terrorism charges for attacking a police station training center under construction in Atlanta. More than 100 of them descended on the building, burning part of the building, burning bulldozers, burning cars, attacking police with explosives. And the media laughs and says, oh, it's just fireworks. You know how many people a year, and I don't want to ban fireworks, I love them, but blow their arms off or hands off with mortars. You know, the mortars that you drop with a long fuse into the tube that shoot up a couple hundred feet and explode massively. I saw a video a couple years ago of a guy drops one, it shoots up under his armpit and blows his entire arm off. They are the equivalent of a tenth of a stick of dynamite. And it's a loophole in the law if these explosives are still legal. Don't take them away from us. We use them responsibly. Okay? Now, you light the fuse, you run 50 feet away. We're not firing these at police officers. But here and in Europe, it's what they're doing. And there's footage of them hitting a cop in the head. I got to say, the guy's a pretty good shot. You see him about 100 yards away across the street. He aims the mortar at an angle and shoots two of them straight at police. One of them blows up and hits the cop full on. Another explodes right in the cop's face. And reportedly, he's got serious injuries. I wouldn't doubt it. So, overturned vehicles, burning bulldozers. This is just the footage of the Antifa maniacs that they put out. We now have the FLIR footage, or the, I guess you'd say, infrared footage of Antifa. But when I say 100, that's at least 100 criminals, 100 lunatics in a gang, all getting together and showing up in a giant organized crime operation to attack a police training center for a city that needs more police, the fastest growing city in the U.S., all because two black cops and three black cops killed a suspect in custody who was resisting. And I'm not defending that, but this is just ridiculous, ladies and gentlemen. They want to trigger a violent revolution. They believe that once their communist forces are able to take over, that they're going to be let out of prison. Can we show the fireworks footage? I sent that to you last night. It's pretty powerful, where it shows them firing the fireworks. Or we can't do it live. We'll do it in post later before it goes to Bandai Video. Yeah, here's some of the footage. There's a wide shot. Yeah, you see them with the mortars right there. And then one explodes there, and then another one blows up right in their face. And actually, you see the burning ember burning on the police officer's face for a moment, but he continues to do his job and to secure the fence while they are attacking the facility. I mean, watch that footage again. It explodes, and a big piece of the exploding firework, white phosphorus, that's, by the way, a banned weapon of war. People get pissed when the Israelis use it. The white phosphorus literally hits the cop directly between the eyes, and you see it still burning as he runs up to close the gate. Boom, right in the head. So that is the level that is going on in this country. Maybe after the Antifa guys are convicted of potential attempted murder, how do we have a new form of execution where they stick a couple of these in their mouths and see how they like having their head blown off? Because what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And I'll assure you, folks, when the left takes over America, they're successful. The police, if you think the police are bad now, they'll be 10 times worse. And make no mistake, this out-of-control crime wave is going to make the police end up getting even more hardcore. And yeah, innocent people will then be hurt by the jaws of this machine. That's why we want to get crime under control and have law and order and armed citizens. And then once crime's under control and once you prosecute criminals, then you can reduce the size of the police force. But you certainly can't do it after you have the police stand out for several years and a giant crime wave ensues. So more of the footage up on Infowars.com. A lot of it is also up on Bandai Video. We'll be tracking all of this and breaking it all down today. Now, I wanted to get Steve Quayle on, who's been predicting all of this New World Order since before Alex Jones, since before David Icke. He came around a few years before we did, and his analysis has been dead on the whole time. Everything he warned of is now unfolding now. I want to cover geopolitics, January 6th, the war in Ukraine, and so much more with him. coming up in the next segment throughout the rest of the hour with Steve Quayle. Then bottom of the third hour, Dr. Beatty will be joining us to discuss the latest developments and a little prelude to what's coming out with Tucker Carlson tonight. He's one of the major researchers and contributors to Tucker Carlson's operation, Professor Beatty. And so we'll be talking to him coming up today as well. And then tonight, about 6:50, we'll take over the satellite streams. We'll take over the radio streams. We'll take over the internet streams at InfoWars.com for about 10 minutes for Tucker. We'll watch it. I'll give analysis during the breaks. And then we will give analysis and commentary to it after the Tucker transmission tonight as well. So 6:50 Central Standard Time. Tune into the live show feeds at InfoWars.com. Your local radio stations can carry it. This is historic. This is important. We'll be here going over all of it live tonight. But first, Steve Quayle's coming up. Please remember, we're listener-supported. Thank you for your support. Got great products like Turmeric 95 and our great CBD oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 50% off.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855 79 Young. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Been on the air and writing books for over 30 years predicting the whole new world order system, and now it's all here. They have world government summits, and Elon Musk is there decrying world government, and we've got World War III has already begun in Ukraine, and now the Pentagon came out today and said, oh, pro-Ukrainian group sabotaged pipelines, U.S. official says. Well, who's the pro-Ukrainian group? The globalist. We've got what's happening with the sabotage of all the infrastructure. We've got just all of this insanity. What is the agenda behind the destabilization? So, Steve Quayle of stevequayle.com and gen6giants.com, best-selling filmmaker, author, you name it. Steve, thanks for coming on to cover the current state of the world.
Well, thank you, Alex. And it's blowing up minute by minute. We used to be able to talk about days. We used to be able to talk about weeks and months. Now it's moment by moment. And I think what's really critical is that it's war in all realms. It's war in the external realm. It's in the international realm. It's within our country. Obviously, we're watching mass starvation, lines that go for miles long, people looking for handouts on food. But the main thing people have got to understand is we are provoking Russia into a nuclear confrontation. There's no more weasel room. The bottom line is that NATO, we're watching all of the military munitions and all of the armor and everything going into Poland now to be staged. And I want everybody to understand something. Russia's been very clear that once their existential threats are so great, they will use, Alex, as they're already on record, their superior nuclear weapons. The entire Pentagon is just operating the idea, well, the Russians are just bluffing using nukes. Meanwhile, it's critical that people really understand that not only has Russia said they'll use nukes, they've given the country the list of 180 prime targets, including all the continuity of government bases, the secret military bases, everything. That's 180 targets. And what's really problematic is the fact that over the weekend, we've been getting rumors and actual sightings of Air Force Two in the Denver International Airport. That would be the vice president. And so there's a separation of high-ranking military officials, and this is not a test. This is not a test. This is not a drill. Meanwhile, North Korea has just threatened us. At our weakest state, which we are right now as a nation, as a country, in all realms, morally, physically, we don't even have the food to feed the troops overseas once they're placed over there, because Europe is a mess too. So this is the global issue, and I've talked about it, Alice. This is the integrated takedown of the old world order in order to bring about the WTFers' ultimate plan to destroy billions of humans, And so, you know, the thing that's important that people understand is that we are watching, ladies and gentlemen, the systematic ultimatum being placed in the world arena, that the only people that don't care are us, the American taxpayers. And I know that you've been talking about the January 6th, the biggest fiasco, the biggest assault on liberty, freedom, justice for all. And I'm encouraging everybody to pray, to act, send your senator, do everything. But we've got to get our fellow Americans released. And kudos to Tucker Carlson. God bless him for what he's doing. But ladies and gentlemen, everything that people say, well, they can't do that. They've done it. Henry Kissinger said, really simple, the illegal they do immediately, the unconstitutional they do over time. We are now a non-constitutional, functioning, pretty much, dictatorship.
And Steve, explain how you knew 30 years ago this was coming. Before me, before David and I, you have been the most on target of anybody, William Cooper, anybody. And I'm not just trying to praise you. I want to know how you knew this. And then, as you said, they want destabilization. They want collapse on the ashes to build their new system. The average person goes, why would you want to have a giant war? Why would you want to destabilize the whole world? Why would you want to poison the soil? Why would you want to do all this? Why would you want to have sperm counts down by 90%? Because it's part of a larger Luciferian agenda. Explain how you knew 30 years ago.
Well, first of all, I was a researcher. I started writing my first books, and one of the first book was basically Blueprint for Survival. It doesn't even exist anymore. But, Alex, it was because I believe my calling, and I think in all those years I've been warning ahead of time that it was my calling from the living God to warn people. Now, obviously, you tell people things they don't want to know ahead of time. The only way they can dismiss them is to either attack the messenger or just say, oh, they're crazy, they're out there. I'm so excited to see Joe Rogan and others saying, Alex was right. Alex was right. And when you're right, Alex, you're right. And you know, as I've been right, when I started talking about genetic Armageddon, when I start talking about World War III, I've been a student of the Cold War. I'm one of the guys that founded the PrEP movement. When I founded the PrEP movement, it was in the days where it looked, and remember, 35 years ago, there was a Cold War going on and trying to get people to prepare for the future. And I coined the term life assurance versus life insurance. And now we're seeing all of it coming into play, and I believe that I've been, in essence, faithful to my calling as a watchman. And a watchman sees things afar off, and that's a biblical, it's a mandate in the Word of God, but most people in this country cannot accept that the country we live in now is no longer the country we grew up in. And so, you know, the way I knew was basically through biblical revelation. I make no bones of contention. I came out of the Jesus movement, Alex. And, you know, I basically had a teacher, an instructor that was just so good in explaining to those of us who came out looking like the current movie, The Jesus Revolution, and explaining to us the relevancy of the prophetic word of God. Now, the pulpits have died in America. The majority of them are dead. They won't touch prophecy. They won't touch reality. And there's a lot of people going, what's going on? We know something's wrong. And I believe that there's so many of the historic greats that have warned and provoked people to righteousness have said the day would come when men will no longer even look to God. 4% of America even has a biblical worldview. Meanwhile, we see Satanism, we see child trafficking, we see human sacrifice, human cannibalism. One of the interesting things, and I think you and I did a show so many decades ago, I said when cannibalism fills the headlines of the day, and the major volcanoes of the world start to erupt, tribulation has begun. People will rather fight over a term than acknowledge what's going on right now. So, you know, I hope I'm giving kind of an overview, but it was biblical prophecy and the application of history and ancient history that pretty much prompted me to do what I've done.
And we know these destructions have come before. I want to try to get your best timeline on where we are right now, what we can do to get prepared with the great Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. We come back as we look at Ukraine, as we look at the domestic issues, the attacks on infrastructure, and so much more. I got a lot of questions. He's got a lot of answers. Steve Quayle back with us on the other side of this quick break. Infowars.com, newswars.com, and the new website, madmaxworld.tv. Check it out and share that link. They're not censoring it yet. madmaxworld.tv. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has proven itself the last 28 years to be over the globalist target and having the biggest effect out there against those tyrants. And we fund our operation with viewers and listeners support while selling you great products at the same time. So I want to thank all the viewers and listeners who have supported us over the years by spreading the word, praying for the broadcast, and buying product. But I really want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence, have never actually gone to InfoWarsStore.com, to go there and get the great books and films and supplements and survival gear that's there that won't just empower you and enrich your life, but again, will keep this broadcast transmitting. So whether it's Real Red Pill Plus or our super high-quality CBD oil or the 50% off or our great physio magnesium product, or whether it's Down and Out, our great sleep aid that's back in stock, it's all there. Our turmeric, 95% cumanoid, strongest out there, turmeric 95, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on the air. So make the decision to enrich your life and keep us on air, InfoWarsStore.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
I've really got to hand it to Satan and his minions, where they ease us into the first steps of the deepening World War III. You've got polls out between 75-85 or higher percent of Americans and Europeans being against this war, this proxy war with Russia, that's now gone full war. But notice the last 8 years, 9 years with the overthrow of the Ukrainian government, we have just been incrementally put into this, and now the escalations are daily. And, oh, now we're going to train their pilots. We are training their pilots. And, oh, just a few months ago, Biden said, can't give them Abrams tanks. That'll cause World War III. Now it's a good thing. So we're not just here giving you gloom and doom. We're being honest about the problem. And the reason they eased this in was if the public got upset, if the legislatures got upset, if the governors got upset, if the churches got upset, if the Congress got upset, we could stop this. But instead, you wake up and you're in an escalated World War III, spiraling into nuclear conflagration, with the International Association of Atomic Scientists moving the doomsday clock to 90 seconds to midnight, the closest it's ever been. And other analysts I talk to say more like 5 seconds to midnight. Steve Quayle, where are we really on the doomsday clock?
Well, you're correct. And what most people don't understand is the doomsday clock was originally set under defined parameters. Obviously, the speed of missiles, the amount of warheads, the tension, there was a bunch of factors that went into that. But I would say this, the people that are telling you that are 5 seconds, 90 seconds, ladies and gentlemen, is all it takes to destroy the United States. From the submarine-launched ballistic caliber missiles, the hypersonic missiles, and what everything, I really got to make this point, and thank you for the opportunity, Alex, all of our doomsday bunkers, everything from NORAD headquarters, You cannot name a Denver International Airport, again, where the vice president landed, I think, hours ago, maybe 12 hours ago. They're only designed to handle a specific megaton nuclear weapon. The Russians did explode a 52-megaton nuclear weapon called the Tsar Bomba. They do have 100-megaton nuclear weapons. And those, ladies and gentlemen, are called the Poseidon nuclear torpedoes. They're autonomous nuclear torpedoes. And Alex, I spent my life on this stuff. So the point is that they can be geo and stationary positioned in the oceans, ready to go off and ready to go off being detonated. The United States countdown is probably 5 minutes. That's the fastest we could retaliate if we had the opportunity. What Russia has proved in Ukraine, now I want to make it clear, I'm fighting to stop nuclear war. Propaganda is the lies we hear in the U.S. When the rest of the world, whether it's the atomic bulletin of atomic scientists or weapons designers are saying, no, Russia really does have hypersonic weapons. Russia really does have the 100 megaton nuclear warheads. Russia does have the black hole subs. The black hole subs are so silent that they can literally, and this has happened just in the last year, surface next to an aircraft carrier and disappear. And even though they surface right next to an aircraft carrier within a quarter of a mile, they're gone. They can't be tracked. The Russians shut down the entire electronic grid over the Ukraine. None of our satellites worked. None of our satellites worked. None of our radio transmissions would get through. In essence, we were blind. And without command, control, and communication, the advanced, quote, war-fighting capabilities of the United States, NATO, and Britain. Now, look, this isn't propaganda, but when your life and our listeners, and we go worldwide, individually and together. The bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, it was just stated that Britain can't even field 77,000 men to fight the war they're provoking. The Russians demonstrated on the latest aircraft carrier that can go dead in the water. We've had them illustrated. So why are we, as the West, provoking a nuclear confrontation? By the way, this is not a drill. I'm going to say that again. This is not a drill. This is real. And in behind the scenes are weasel politicians, according to multiple sources, Alex, are already in continuity of government bunkers. They separate the president from the vice president. By the way, there are three Joe Bidens. I don't know if you've covered that at length, but there truly are. Every world leader has a dupe. This stoop has two dupes. And so the thing is that when you see men, and I'm saying this, men and women that are in a political realm, headed to the bunkers, you either assume that they believe Russia will initiate a first strike or we're going to initiate a first strike. The United States broke every treaty with Russia. Every treaty. We encroached when we said we wouldn't. Ukraine, obviously, is one day it's not going to be in NATO, the next day it's going to be in NATO. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are now watching the most sophisticated military equipment. And I don't care if Mutt and Jeff and everybody that's supposedly this guy in the Pentagon, that guy in the Pentagon, say this, that, or the other thing. We have destroyed our military morale through the woke and brokenness. We have destroyed our advanced weapon systems because of budget restraints. The F-35 is not in any way, shape, or form equal to some of the new MiG fighters, and it just isn't. We're watching electronic warfare take out and take down some of our most sophisticated aircraft. And all of our technology may be advanced, but it also has built within it its own a vulnerability to more sophisticated electronic weapons. So, Alex, saying all that, I believe those who are talking to you and the same people, not the exact same people, but people from the same areas of expertise are telling, listen, you guys, we don't have 90 seconds. We don't have time to get, quote, the birds out of the subs, and every sub the U.S. has is being tracked by a Russian sub. That's how it works. Every single bomber we have in the air is tracked in real time. The Russians have greater accuracy in their stand-up weapons. So if I'm going to tell you, Alex, to go into a boxing match, and I know your opponent's going to have every dirty trick in the book, and you say, no, I'll just fight him fair and square, you know, you'd want to have that advice. That's what I'm telling everybody. I want to see this thing de-escalate. I'm no Pollyanna. I am not.
I totally agree with you. We should de-escalate. So what's the timeline towards nuclear war? How do we stop it? And what is
the timeline towards nuclear war, according to my best sources, I mean, hours ago, is between March up until March 15th through the beginning of April, okay? We're already watching the tanks, the Leopard tank, the famous German Leopard tank, getting bogged down in the mud. Even today, the Poles, the Polish military, who resigned their commission as Poles and basically took over some of the NATO tanks, they were captured, and they're guerrillas now. Once you take on the title and the facilitating of becoming a guerrilla, all the war protocols, especially the Geneva Convention, go away. We're watching mistake after mistake. And by the way, the bombing in Moscow was not done by the Ukrainians. Guess who it was done by? The West. So we're doing everything we can to provoke. So these people are what I would call the contemporary Phoenicians, or the bastard offspring of the Phoenix. They are inculcated with this almost Luciferian, supernatural, satanic drive to destroy the West. Because out of the ashes of the Phoenix, obviously this globalist WEF.
Exactly. They want to manipulate Russia into an attack that will destroy the West. They'll destroy Russia, and then China is there to take over.
Absolutely. And right now, you know, I want to touch on this ChatGPT, artificial intelligence, ladies and gentlemen. The biggest news in the world happened about less than 10 days ago when a young man was querying ChatGPT presentation and got the thing to admit that it was sentient. But it wasn't sentient in the way of artificial intelligence. I've gone on record.
Hold on,
for
stay
decades.
There, stay there. And then it starts telling him, okay, I want to kill all the humans. Stay right there. We're going to get to this and more with Steve Quell Summit of the next hour. And we're going to hit all these other big issues as well. And I'll be live tonight starting out at about 6:50, 10 minutes ahead of Tucker Carlson. We're going to cover his live mega bombshells. He says they're coming tonight. Last night was just a prelude, an hors d'oeuvre. This is the big one tonight. InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back live with Steve Quayle. Listen, I want to be very clear here. We're not fear-mongering just to scare people. We're talking about real issues that everybody who has half a brain can see are very real. And by raising the alarm and getting demonstrations going and protests and people going when members of Congress have events and saying, we don't want war, that's having a big effect. And now investigations are getting launched in Congress about the Ukrainian money laundering and about Biden. We can really move against Biden for violating the War Powers Act. He has not gotten congressional approval for what's a full-bore war. We have clips of him saying sending frontline battle tanks is an act of World War III. It'll cause World War III. And then he does it. He needs to be removed. We'll talk about that with Steve Quayle in a moment. He'll be with us some in the next hour. And we'll get into ChatGPT and the other things he wants to cover in AI that he predicted 30-plus years ago in his best-selling books and films. But before we do that, Steve brought us the sponsor. He's not part of this deal, but he's the expert on it. And so this is a sponsor I talk about from time to time, but they were out of satellite phones at a low price. They were out of their satellite dongles that turn every cell phone into a satellite phone by just by plugging it in. That's my favorite. They've got them all back in stock. And they've got off-the-grid power bundle to have power for these systems everywhere. They've got satellite antennas so you can use the sat phones in your house. Again, anybody calling you is free. It's just the calls out that cost. They can give you these systems free when you sign up for the service. This is one of the best deals out there, and it funds the InfoWar. InfoWarsPhone.com takes you to the satellite satellitephonestore.com site, but you get bigger discounts following that URL to satellitephonestore.com by using the URL infowarsphone.com. When the cell towers go down, along with potential for power failure, satellite communications and off-the-grid equipment becomes invaluable. Stay in touch during a national or global emergency by purchasing satellite phones and backup power equipment from infowarsphone.com. These are the same exact devices and phones the U.S. Border Patrol and military is equipped with and use. Get the gear that's absolutely important to have in hand in case of an emergency, but absolutely perfect to have when traveling to remote areas that do not have cell reception. Check out InfoWarsPhone.com and shop on our amazing current specials. Get the satellite phone and bivy stick combo. Get both those together. Turn your existing phone into a sat phone that have a separate sat phone, or get them individually with a big discount, or get the off-the-grid power bundle as well. Everything in each bundle is 100% free with your purchase of a data plan, which is very, very competitive. No other deal like this is available anywhere else. We bring you the best deals. Do not be caught off guard when the grid goes down and everything else is scrambled. Go to InfoWarsPhone.com or 941-955-1020. 941-955-1020, InfoWarsPhone.com. That's 941-955-1020. Steve Quayle.
Well, Alex, I think it's critical communication, command, and control. That's the most prominent and most concerning aspect of the military. But we in the civilian population need to be in touch with our loved ones. We need to have a way to communicate, especially with Texas having gone under your geoengineering wars against you and the different places in the South. By the way, isn't it interesting how the South is always seeming the target of geoengineering? So the nice thing about the bivy stick is you can use your cell phone, but it turns it into a two-way texting satellite communication device. And the folks at the Satellite Phone Store bundled both the satellite phone and the bivy stick. And by the way, the bivy stick is a must for any single woman that has an SOS button on it. But this is critical because I came up with the term, no cell, no power, no problem. And the satellite phones, you know, when you and I started advertising these because they are a fabulous sponsor, I mean, these things sold out. So what they've done at the Satellite Phone Store is bundled both the bivy stick and the satellite phone. This is text only. This is obviously text, the satellite phone, and communication. But what is more important than anything is that we're talking about a nuclear environment. We're talking even if there's a limited exchange on the East Coast. And by the way, I'm sorry to say it, but Washington, D.C. and New York have already been informed they're the first two targets of any launch from, and I'm not trying to scare anybody, but people better wake up. And keeping in touch with our loved ones.
Well, let me just stop you. Putin's threatening to nuke us almost every day now. I mean, I think it's time people should be scared. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing. EMP, an electromagnetic pulse, what's lost on most people is that you're not going to be able to travel anywhere because unless you have a full tank of gas and a car that's pre-1986, the electromagnetic pulse that is a result of a nuclear weapon's going to basically shut you down. The nice thing about the satellite phones and the bivy sticks is with the auxiliary power command units that are available from the satellite phone store now. She just put it up.
That's right. Just as important as the phone or the bivy stick is the satellite power packs that are cutting edge, super high quality, low cost. The people need to get, solar panel systems. They've got little portable systems. I mean, there's so much on the store.
I have the portable system right here, too, the one you're showing on the screen. And I keep this one right on my desk. I've got a backup solar generator, but I want people to understand this is the kind of stuff that you're going to be relying on. And when you're in communications, you're in control. I want to make this clear. Mentally, when you're in communications with people that you care for, you love, you're concerned with, you're in control. You lose communication, it starts to really work on your mind. Then you go into the what if. Oh, no. This is the finest way I know to keep everyone in contact, and Alex, obviously, this is the way I'll keep in contact with you or vice versa. Mike Adams, those of us who are, blessed to be able to provide these wonderful communication devices to everybody. Look, this isn't just a sales pitch. This is a life pitch. When you go out on a boat, you put life preservers on. When you need to communicate, and I would encourage people to start using their devices, and those of you who basically haven't gotten them yet, to get them ASAP. Satellite Phone Store will get them to you as fast as they can. I've watched Tina, one of the owners of the Satellite Phone Store, ship these things all over the world in natural disasters. And you know, Alex, the majority of communications coming from the Ukraine, coming from the U.S. military, it's all coming by way of these satellite phones. Watch and look. We'll see who's talking. Commanders are talking. They know, they can't rely on their satellite phone. Cell phone. You can rely on your satellite. The other thing is you can be cut off from your cell phone. If you're politically correct, we, those of us who are, can be cut off. We watched what happened to the January 6th crew, too. Everybody was tracked by their phone in that geofence, which is the most hideous thing. But we, and those of us who have the satellite phones, they can't track us to the same proximity, and there is no geofence on these. Now, they can find us within 50 miles, but 50 miles is a whole different,
And what you're saying is so key. These are the best deals, the best phones, for the lowest price. You get the phone, bivy stick, or them separately for free. All you do is sign up for the service, and if you check the service price, it's amongst the lowest out there. Most places have the same price for service, but charge you for the phone. A few places sell you the phone, give you a lower cost on the service, but this is one of the best deals, if not the best deal out there, and here's the key. They have them in stock. Most of the other places have been sold out for months and months, so have they. They're one of the biggest stores in the world, so they buy in bulk, they pass on the savings, and they have them. That's why you've not heard the sponsor on the air for 3-4 months, because they have been sold out. They have them ready right now to ship to you. InfoWarsPhone.com. One word, InfoWarsPhone.com. Steve Quayle.
And Alex, the thing is that nobody knows the value of communication until you don't have it. And again, as one of the guys that started, listen, it's just a matter of fact, one of the guys that started the preparedness business in the old days, to get a satellite phone was probably about, $5,000 to $7,000. And I'm talking now 20 years ago, and it was, $3 a minute. What the satellite phone store has done is basically taken a massive amount of technology, put it into a small bundle, and the small bundle is absolutely your lifeline to the world. That's what I want people to understand.
And what's insane, is you just turn it on, it's charged, you start talking on it, you can call regular cells, landlines. This isn't just satellite phone to satellite phone. This is to everything.
Well, and that's critical because, again, the main point in all this is your safety, your family's safety. And look, I mean, things have, Alex, from the time you and I both started talking about satellite phone service, things have ramped up. I would say we were at a 10 then. We're at 100 plus. And ladies and gentlemen, when you have politicians and skunks and scoundrels in the highest office of the land, not giving a darn about you, whether you live or die. Remember, they think they're going to run to their bunkers and hide out. They're going to be taken out because they don't understand the weapon systems that are coming against
them. Well, let's talk more about those weapon systems, but I want to add this point. Remember last year, Biden ran ads in New York and other major cities saying, if there's a nuclear war, tune into local radio to hear what to do next. There won't be any local radio. There'll only be sat phones, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Hour number 3.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline
Airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.